And welcome to another exciting episode of ARMcast, Dead 60 Horror Podcast. I am your host, Harmon Rosmilia. Welcome. Got a really cool show for you this episode number 26, which has really, 26 has really no significance at all, but whatever. We have filmmaker Jeff Kirkendall. New to the show, new to me, which is good. It's always fun to meet brand new people that you would probably not have come into contact with, except that you're doing this podcast now, so that's pretty cool. And someone that I am familiar with, T.W. Piperbrook, I believe he was on my Summer of Zombie blog tour, but I don't know, there's like 30-something people on there, so and it's way too early right now that I'm talking, and I have not had nearly enough coffee, which really sucks. That's it. You know, we're gonna jump into some interviews. It's gonna be a lot of fun. Trust me, I'm a doctor. And once again, we are sponsored by Karen Coin Press. They've extended the State of Horror California another month because of the holidays, which is cool. So if you were thinking about writing something for that anthology but thought you'd run out of time, you have more time, so no excuses. And they will have a bunch of really cool anthologies coming out in the beginning of 2015. So depending on when you actually listen to this, if you listen to it the day it comes out, then you understand. If you listen to this in 2027, you're probably... Well, I mean, it probably will still be available, but you probably can't submit anymore to any of these anthologies. Just saying. That's it. You know what? Let's just get right into it. And you're listening to ARMcast, Dead 60 Horror Podcast. And every now and then I get someone that I know not a lot about on the show, which I think is really cool. And when that happens, I try to do no research on them. I try to do the absolute bare minimum. And I would like to say it's to make the podcast better. It's probably just because I'm lazy. So with that in mind, we'd gone back and forth for weeks, and we finally got this set up and together. So welcome to the podcast, Jeff Kirkendall.
Hi, Armand. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. So for those out there who don't know who are you?
I'm an independent filmmaker and actor. I'm from upstate New York. I've been making movies and acting in movies since about the mid-1990s. And I mainly like the horror genre.
Nice. So what are you how many different things have you filmed, and then how many different things have you acted in?
I've directed 7 movies to date since back in the 90s, and I've acted in close to 24 or so independent movies. Most of them have been horror or suspense, but I've been in some other things. I was in one crime drama, and I directed one comedy, my one odd movie, but mainly the horror genre. Yep.
Nice. That's obviously that's your main thing is the horror stuff then, or would you direct anything?
Well, like for example, with the comedy, I just came up with this idea for a script. I, you know, kind of banged it out pretty quickly and decided to film it, and it turned out really well. But I tend to be drawn to suspense and horror because I've always been a big fan of that genre since probably my teenage years or so. So yeah, I tend to be drawn to that genre.
So what got you into filming your own movies to begin with?
Well, I was studying communications in college back in the mid-90s, and at the same time, I was taking some acting and theater classes in the area, and after that, I began auditioning for independent movies, and after graduation, I started to produce my own movies because I had been fortunate enough to take some video production classes while in college, so mm-hmm. I kind of just put the two together, and I've been kind of going ever since in both directions.
Nice. Now, do you write your own scripts?
I've written all but one I've written myself. So, you know, I've been able to film, you know, what I've written. That's been good. But mm-hmm. I'm not, you know, opposed to filming other people's stuff. Right. Yeah.
Do you think it's harder to film somebody else's script? Or do you, as opposed to just doing your own?
I haven't found too much difference. A couple of years ago, I filmed a short movie that a friend of mine wrote called The Bad Flower, and I thought that was a lot of fun. I took his script and just tweaked some of the names a little bit, but other than that, it really felt pretty much like something, you know, I had done, except the subject matter was just maybe a little bit different than my own style would have been. But
right.
In terms of production, it went pretty much the same way. So, yeah, I'm definitely open to that type of thing, collaboration and things like that.
Now, I know what a lot of filmmakers that I've talked to and that I know, they use that core of actors and actresses. So do you have that?
I do. I do have that. I have a few actors that have been with me since my very first movie. A couple people have been in just about every one of my productions. And, you know, then there's another bunch who are in and out here and there. But I do have a core group of actors. And that's always a nice thing because, you know, you're working with people you're familiar with and mm-hmm. you kind of know their style and what their strengths are and they know your style. And, right. Yeah, I would definitely recommend that if that situation arises. Absolutely.
Well, I'm sure when a situation comes up, then they know what you're expecting, what you're looking for. And that makes it a lot easier, too, when you're filming.
Oh, sure. Sure, they do. It's really good to work with people you're familiar with. And, you know, they, like I said, they do know your style. And, you know, sometimes things do go a lot quicker. Of course, I'm not opposed to working with new people. That's always a good experience, you know, working with different people with different styles and things like that. So.
Right.
Sure.
So how long is it an average when you're filming something? How long are you generally spreading it out?
I've kind of run the gamut on things. I've done a few of my short movies. We were able to film. Let's see. The quickest one was a short movie I did back in 1999 called Night Therapy. We shot that probably within a few evenings of filming. And then I think the longest one I did was in 2000. I did a feature called The Temptress, which we filmed over the course of 2 years. We filmed most of it over on weekends during the first year, and then we did pickup shots after that for another year or so. And then it was a little under a year in editing, so it was about a three-year gestation period, the whole thing.
Now, where can people see these movies?
I've got several movies for sale on the internet. Like, for example, the one I mentioned, The Temptress, it's a vampire feature. That one is for sale at cdbaby.com. And there's another site. A filmmaker friend of mine runs a site called Archangel Productions, and he's selling that movie. I have some autographed DVDs for sale on that site. The one I mentioned, Night Therapy, the short one, I actually put that on YouTube. That's the only one I put up for free. So that's on YouTube. And then, yeah, some of the other ones are on CD Baby, and I think they found their way to some other sites too, but CD Baby's has a few of them, yeah.
So what is your ultimate goal as a filmmaker, realistically?
Realistically, I just kind of go for the moment. I like what I'm doing, and I enjoy, continuing to make movies and act in productions, and I want to keep improving. I've never really had any major ambitions for Hollywood, but, you know, if things ever got to that point where, you know, I got noticed and some offer came up, I would definitely try it. But I've never really aspired to that, though. So